Check, check, check. Perfect.
I'm having trouble, like, breathing.
Let's get started.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Elise Castle.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Like, this is not the first episode after the holiday break, but this is the first episode we recorded after the holiday
break.
Correct.
So now we are officially...
So did you have a nice holiday, Mike?
I did have a nice holiday. I was home. It's always... It's nice to go home, but it's nice to come back to New York.
Mike's from rural Washington State.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Small town Washington. Small-ish town Washington. What did you do for the holidays?
I saw my family. It was the first time I had really gone back there since I've lived in New York. I did once before, but it was a surprise, and then we all got the stomach flu, and I ended up wearing the same outfit for like 8 days, and it was this Anthropology tie neck blouse and blue suede heels, and I was just overdressed while I was puking.
To be clear, it's not that you have not ever gone home while you've been in New York. You hadn't gone home for the holidays.
Right. Yeah, like specifically for Christmas. And I got to see my Uncle Richard, who is a huge fan of the podcast.
Hey, Uncle Richard.
Hey, Uncle Richard. He's not really my uncle, but
he's your uncle.
He's my uncle.
Yeah. So we are here today to talk about Baby Talk is Cheap.
Which I read it as baby talk is cheap. But then that's actually what they mean.
Sure. I mean, there's a comma there.
There is a comma. But at first I was like, oh, that's funny. I'm reading it as like baby talk. But that's actually what they talk about.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm saying they're also like.
They're talking about talk is cheap, but there's a reason why they put baby talk.
Sure, yes.
Because of the baby talk stuff.
Correct.
That happens.
Well, we kind of like go in that, yeah, it's the theme. It's mm-hmm. the theme of the show.
The theme.
July 1st, 2001 is when this debuted. It was written by Cindy Chupac, directed by Michael Spiller. I'm going to do the recap right now.
You know what I was doing on July 1st of 2001?
What were you doing?
I was in rehearsal for Annie at the Warren Civic Theater, where I was playing a Boylan sister.
That's fun. I have no idea what I was doing.
I only know that because it was the summer of 2001.
I mean, I was in New York. I had just started a new restaurant job, but I don't know exactly what I was doing at this moment.
Congrats.
So, in matters of love, do actions really speak louder than words? After seeing Aiden at the opening of his bar, Carrie tries different ways to connect with him. Samantha's hot new lover is a bit of a baby, and Charlotte and Trey decide to take an important next step in their marriage. While training for the NYC Marathon, Miranda meets a man who seems to have his problems licked. That's terrible. It's awful.
So it starts with...
Despite the fact that there are over 8 million people on the island of Manhattan.
And I was like, how many times do they start with how many people there are in New York City and how alone we are?
That's a very, very reoccurring opening to the show. I suppose part of what I took from this is that around with 8 million people and feeling alone, but there also are definitely times that you are focused on one other person.
Yeah.
Which is definitely what's happening
here.
Well,
and also, like, this couldn't happen anymore because everyone has call waiting. Like, right. He would know that she keeps calling. Caller ID.
Yeah. We get to her leaving a message on an answering machine, or not.
Not leaving the message.
Yeah, she's going to call. We have the whole answer machine. She doesn't leave the message.
Hangs up.
Hey, this is Aiden. I'm not in. Leave a message.
I mean, did this ever happen to you when you would like call someone and then they didn't answer and then you didn't realize that you didn't hang up the phone and you were like leaving a lot of stuff on their answering machine?
No, I have not ever done that.
I haven't really done that either, but I feel like that was a thing in a movie.
Okay. So we get to another very New York workout. Mm-hmm. We're officially at Crunch.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, we're at Crunch here. So we've switched from New York Sports Club to Crunch.
Yeah, it's her African dance class.
That instructor is going to go on to be a regular on the TV show Justified, which is show that we talked about. Like, she goes on to have quite a career.
Yeah. Erica Tazel. Charlotte is not very good at this.
Well, she's better than Carrie.
Well, Carrie's in sunglasses.
Carrie's in sunglasses and a headscarf.
Yeah, but the headscarf looks like one of those beach wraps that she's just put on her head.
Yeah, she's not really doing
she's
anything.
She's not ready for that class.
No. She refers to the faux calls that she's been making to Aiden. Mm-hmm.
I've been making faux calls to Aiden.
What?
Faux. F-A-U-X. You know where you dial, but you have no idea what you say if you actually answer it. It's emotional Russian roulette.
It's all clever. Yeah. So she just sort of tells Charlotte and don't tell anyone else. And we cut to ladies at drinks.
Carrie, tell them what you told me.
That I'm not going to your African dance class ever again or that you can't keep a secret.
Carrie's calling Aiden.
And hanging up?
At first, I didn't get it because Samantha says one word, granola, so not you. And I was like, what is she talking about? And then I think she's referring to Aiden as being like a granola yes. type, like a hippie, which I've said. And then Charlotte, I love that she calls him out on his turquoise rings and his belly.
Yeah.
Which rude yeah, it is to a little John bit Corbett. Rude.
Yeah. John Corbett was never like in bad shape.
And you were saying that, was this a fact or you just thought that they might have said to him like, hey, why don't you
No,
do
it's
this?
A fact. Okay. Yeah, they definitely made him over before he came back on the show. And my understanding is that okay. it's a fact.
And Carrie said, I've missed him for months. I was like, you missed him for months? No, you were with Big, you were with Jazz Guy. Like, not really until you saw him were you like, oh, Aiden.
Yeah, I bet you can miss someone while you're with someone else.
You can, but if you're on a TV show, we might see that you're missing them.
Yeah, sure.
I think what sparked it was she saw how good he looked.
I think that's probably true. I also think it's funny that Samantha has the thing about, like, he's not for her, but she did see him and make the comment of, like, he looks great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I love that they are introducing Carrie to the internet.
Yeah. And it's that thing where now you look at it and it seems so silly of, like, email is such a normal thing.
I have 11,000 of them currently.
Yeah, it's upsetting. But, like, 2001, there were people that didn't have an email address.
No, you're right. And sometimes I remember when I was younger, I was like, I don't understand how, like, our parents, well, my dad's really good with technology, but I don't understand how, like, you know, my friend's parents don't understand this stuff. It's so easy. And I'm getting to that point where I downloaded Snapchat and I was like, how do you even use this thing? Like, this is outrageous. And I bought my parents an Alexa for Christmas. Yeah. And just like I thought, my mother with that Alexa. It's on my Instagram page if you guys follow me. Just her trying to get it to play Leontine Price is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that she's really trying to reason with Alexa, too. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Alexa.
But I am that friend. Like, I feel like I'm good with some parts of technology and, like, social media, but some things I just don't get.
I'm still not great at Instagram.
Yeah, I would rather write things down than, you know, make everything digital.
So, yeah, we're
going to... Mike makes everything a story, and he doesn't mean to.
I do. I don't mean to. I just wanted to post a picture. And yeah. Somehow I, like, sent a story to, like, certain friends. I just wanted to post a thing.
I'll show you later.
Ugh. So, yeah, email. We kind of get into, like, you got to get online if only for the porn.
I love the idea of Miranda sending Charlotte random porn stuff.
Samantha.
I love the idea of Samantha sending I wrote Miranda. Love Samantha sending Charlotte random porn stuff. Like, that just cracks me up. I don't know if she really does it, but in my brain, Charlotte's at the gallery opening up her email. She's like, ugh, gross.
But I'm even trying to think of what porn online in 2001 really entailed.
Was it like someone videotaping a video? No.
I mean, I guess there were videos.
There were webcams.
Yeah, there were webcams. I'm just saying it was a very different
like
landscape.
Playboy
in
had a website.
But it probably was more like pictures.
Yeah, I wasn't the one looking at. You would have been the one looking at porn in 2001.
And I don't really remember.
On the internet. I was in rehearsals for Annie, if we want to go back. Also, my friend who reminds me of Charlotte. I actually have this relationship with her where it would be me, like, just sending her gross things just to, like, get a rise out of her.
Okay.
So.
But not porn.
Not porn, no. But, like, she has this Christmas book that she loves and is so special to her. And every year I read it to her. But yeah. I just make, like, I do Mad Libs with it and make it disgusting. And she just gets really angry.
We have this is the exchange that annoys me, where she talks about you can shop online, and Carrie has her bull line about shopping is my cardio.
Yeah,
no, Carrie, cardio is your cardio.
Yeah, but that line is, like, blown out of, I see it everywhere.
Yeah, people, but it does bother me that we're not acknowledging that clearly Carrie exercises.
Right, and she's not just someone who's naturally thin. She has a body
yeah.
that she exercises for.
So then Samantha breaks out the nipples.
Which were a thing. I remember this. I don't know if it was in 2001 or when this came out, but not a lot of my friends were watching it because we were young. But when I was in college, I feel like all of my girlfriends except me went through a Sex and the City. Like, they started it together. And I remember them talking about these things as if they were cool. And I'm like, I don't know. This is now late in the game. And I don't think that was ever...
I don't know. I mean, they must have existed. Miranda tries them on, and I wrote, it just looks like a normal Sex in the City episode. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's all nipples on this show anyway.
And they look like out of the bra or out of the whatever. They look like those little rubber things that you would put on tables and flip, and they would pop up in the air.
Right, when she knows to, like, give them a little lick first before you put them in place. I don't know. I'd be curious to see if people, if this was, like, a big trend. But, like, you know, some, Miranda goes for a little walk, and the men, like, notice and kind of leer at her boobs.
We have secretly replaced Miranda's normal nipples with rubber ones. Let's see what happens.
Samantha wants them back.
Okay, that's it. I want my nipples back.
So we get to Miranda training for the marathon.
Gross.
Yeah, we've discussed this before. Not fun.
Are you sure you're in the right group?
10-minute mile, right? I was here last week.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, we never get any cute guys in this group.
I like that she notices a guy and flirts with him.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Like she kind of, like, goes
in. Of course, I was like, that's weird. Who does that? Oh, people who want to be in relationships.
Yeah. So he's the cutest of the slow guys. He is cute. He's not ever going to get a name. We're just going to call him Marathon Man.
It was weird, though, that she brought it to his attention that he's, like, the only cute guy in this group. Like, it was as if she was saying to him, you're slow.
Yeah, I think she was saying you're handsome.
Well, she was, but also being like, we're the slow people. I would be in, like, the hour mile group. Right. And I'm not exaggerating.
I have no idea what group I would be in. For a marathon, I mean, like, I run in general, like, a 9-minute mile when I do my little run. But I don't think I could keep that up for, like I said, 4 more of them.
I don't think I've ever run a mile.
Huh. I've maxed out at a quarter marathon. I once did, I think it's like the 6.2 loop. And I felt it. The difference between 5 and 6.2 actually was kind of staggering. I was like, yeah, this was too much.
Maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll do that couch to 5K thing.
Okay. This actor's name is Michael Knowles. I don't want to mention his name. He writes and directs a lot.
Okay.
He still acts, but he does a lot more behind the scenes. He sort of offers to train during the week.
Are there runs during the week?
I don't know. I meant just the two of us.
Like running buddies?
Running buddies. Which I don't understand at all. When I'm running, I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to, like, I am so in my head.
I think it's more, you're very accountable when it comes to your workouts, like, to a fault at points. And I think that some people are not accountable.
Yeah,
so I feel like it's also an accountability buddy.
So we get to Charlotte redecorating.
Rosie is staring at me through the mirror. You've moved her, but now she's, like, staring at me in the mirror. You're Rosie O'Donnell doll.
She's looking at you.
Yeah, so Charlotte... It has redecorated, and Trey makes a comment of, I don't know why I ever questioned this wallpaper. I might have questioned that wallpaper. I don't know what it looks very designing women.
Okay.
Very 90s.
It looks
to me.
Very Charlotte to me.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to the study.
There's one room in every marriage that forces the question, how long do we want it to be just the two of us?
It would be good for a B.
Why does he spell baby? Like, that's so bizarre to me.
I was thinking Mike has an extra room. Maybe we could have a baby.
That sounds like a terrible idea. So Samantha picks up a Cabernet and a guy.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't look like a Cabernet. That looks like a Pinot Noir. It's very light.
I didn't notice. Looks like red wine to me.
It just looked... I didn't notice either, but I mean, I didn't notice at that moment. I just noticed right now because you said Cabernet, and I was like, was that supposed to be Cabernet? Because I remember it being light.
Warren Dreyfus, John Bolger, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. He's just clearly an awful person. I'm sure he's not in real life.
Yeah, it's like,
you're just like
the way you said it, I was like, rude.
Like, the moment you see this character, you're like, well, you're terrible.
Yeah.
He also just looks like someone that Samantha would date.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, sir, but yeah, he just doesn't look like a very nice person.
No.
We get to Carrie writing an email.
Her first email, which I screenshot.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay, let me.
It's also on IMDb if you go to the trivia there. They have the whole thing written out.
Oh.
But we appreciate your extra effort.
Another big problem, ellipsis. I'm surrounded by memories of you. In my apartment, on the street, that little Moroccan restaurant we ran into when it started pouring rain on us and you kissed me over the cuckoo. The cuckoo. The couscous.
We kissed over the cuckoo.
We kissed over the couscous. Rookie tactical mistake not to have a memory-free environment. Why did we have to go to so many places? Anyhow, I'm not holding out hope that you are going to change your mind about us. You probably have a new girlfriend now, or several new girlfriends, and I missed my window, and I'll just have to live with that. I'm sure you feel like you can't trust me with your heart, but please know that I never meant to hurt you, and I would never do it again, because I know now, too little too late. Or better late than never, that what we had was real and rare and special, and the way it felt to kiss you is the way I always want to feel. She didn't put a period at the end of that sentence. She's a writer. I hope you write me back, but if you don't, I understand. Just know that I'm thinking about you, and I miss you, and I'm still sleeping on your shoulder when I close my eyes at night. Actually, she doesn't have a lot of punctuation. Carrie, what was funny to me, though, is she's not even writing it in an email platform. She's writing it, it looks like, in Word, and then she's going to copy and paste it to email.
I feel like that just might be what email looked like in 2001.
I
don't know.
Yeah, because I don't think you didn't have the option in 2001 to email in different fonts and like different sizes and things or paragraphs. Like it's set up just like Word or colors. That wasn't a thing. But either way, that was email.
But she sends, I miss you. Mm-hmm. We cut back to Samantha.
Well, first, she has AOL.
Yeah, everyone had AOL.
Yeah, because you got 45 of those CDs in the mail every second.
I mean, the landscape of the internet was very, very different in
2001. Well, there was also Netscape.
Yeah.
And Prodigy.
But AOL was the one that pretty much everyone had.
And you had to pay for it.
Yeah, you paid for it. It was like a service. You had like a certain amount of free, and then you had to pay for it.
And Carrie's buddy list. She has a buddy list.
So we cut back to Samantha with her gentleman friend.
Samantha, does your Gina Wina want a little visit from my Mr. Mister?
And baby talk is gross.
It is. It's gross in a lot of ways, but it's also gross here. And I hate that he says, does your Gina Wina want a little visit from my Mr. Mister? And of course, I just thought of the band Mr. Mister being like, take these broken wings.
I could not even name one song.
My mom loved Mr. Mister. Oh my gosh. That was a cassette that she constantly played. That and Sade.
Okay. I don't own any Mr. Mister or Sade, but I had many tapes.
Do you know about Mr. Mister?
Yeah, I know they're a band.
Okay, well.
But I couldn't have named a song.
They're going to visit Samantha's Gina Wina.
Terrifying. So we have three ladies shopping. I don't know.
Carrie says ketchup.
Yeah, thank you. I wrote the same thing.
Okay.
It's like putting ketchup on prime rib. Stop. You're ruining it.
Ketchup?
I heard someone say that the other day at work, too. And Sarah Jessica Parker is from New York City, right?
I believe so.
So I don't know if that's like a New York thing, but either way, don't say ketchup.
Yeah, it's not ketchup.
I think they're at ABC Kitchen, ABC Carpet again.
I actually was like, I wonder where they are, because it's like a furniture store, but then there's a random rack of children's clothes.
Yeah, I mean, ABC Carpet now is kind of like that, where they have, like, different vendors that are kind of in there.
So Samantha had to sit on his face to shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden hasn't written back.
Oh, 14 hours, but who's counting?
There was something pointed out of, like, in AOL, you could tell if someone had read the email or you could tell if they'd received it. But I don't remember. So
I don't
remember
that either.
Charlotte's looking at kids' clothes. Mm-hmm. I guess there is just a thing, like, even if someone doesn't want kids, like, there's something cute about, like, a little clothes.
Oh, yeah. Little clothes.
A little clothes. Like, little tiny clothes just are cute.
Not, like, on adult people always.
No, that's terrible. Maybe you should wait a while.
I mean, you guys just got back together. I can't wait. I'm the oldest woman I know who doesn't have a baby.
Which isn't true now.
No, in New York, it's pretty normal to not have kids until later on in life. She promises not to become one of those women
who can only talk about diaper genies.
Good.
I don't know if they're still a thing, but I remember when my little cousins were born, they were definitely a thing. It's a trash can that you put the diaper in, but when you put it in there, you twist it.
Yes, I do. I do know.
So that it like twists the top and it creates this chain link of diapers so that you don't get the smell in between. But in my mind, I just always wanted to, like, decorate a birthday party with that as streamers. Used diapers. Like, someone I didn't like.
Right. That's pretty gross.
So she runs into Trisha Watson.
Yeah, Laura Interval, though her name was Laura Stepp at the time. And she's a cool mom.
Wait, her name was Laura Stepp?
Yes.
And her name now is Laura Interval?
Yeah.
Cool.
Stepp Interval. So she's a cool mom. She has three kids under eight. That's a thing that people have, just less so in New York.
Right.
I feel like most New Yorkers top out at two.
Yeah. One's pushing it.
We have a very serious sex scene that I actually will have to put in. Like, Charlotte has a moment that she speaks that sounds almost musical.
I invited the Watsons over for dinner Tuesday. They're bringing their kids.
Oh, when they're like holding hands. Yeah, like she's holding one hand and they're like.
He's like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Like,
yeah, and they're trying to, like, they're just really trying to make a baby.
I guess, I mean, you can, like, have fun with it and still make
a
baby.
Yeah, or you could just, like,
You don't have to be so serious.
Put it in a turkey baster, maybe. Yeah. And then Carrie, so she's sitting at her computer desk. And the one thing I noticed, because I noticed it twice yesterday in my life, I was writing a rent check. And I was running out of checks. And I was like, I'm going to have to order checks. And I haven't ordered checks in 12 years.
I literally write one check a month.
Yeah.
It's for my rent.
Yeah. And I used to write checks a lot more when people took them, but now it's Venmo. And
even like paying bills. Like, yeah. I used to send off checks for bills, and no one does that anymore. It's just everything is done online.
And last night we were watching You on Netflix, which I recommend. I think it's a lot of fun. I love Penn Badgley. Mike has a funny thing he says about all of the actors in Gossip Girl. What is it?
They all have fake names.
Yeah, they all...
Penn Badgley is not a name.
Like, all of their names, not even their character names, their real names.
Actors' names. None of them have real human being
Penn
names.
Penn Badgley, Leighton Meester, Blake Lively, fake. Chase Crawford.
Fake names.
It sounds like they just gave them a list of words and said,
grab
two.
Your boyfriend.
Put them together. Well, Ed Westwick is a real name.
That doesn't sound like... Westwick?
He's from England. Leave Chuck Bass alone. So anyway, I was watching that, and there was a scene where this girl just, within seconds, is like, I'm going to give you money. Hold on. And just grabs a checkbook and writes it. And I'm thinking, who has a checkbook that readily available?
Yeah.
All of this to say that on Carrie's desk, remember when you would order checks, they would come in that red box?
I mean, I have several of them, like, over on
a shelf.
Are they
the red box, though?
No, I think it's like a white box.
But do you remember that red and black box?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what's sitting on her desk. And it was just something that no one else would notice. But I have this memory in my brain of seeing those around my parents' house.
It's like the last time that I went through a checkbook and then had that panicked moment of like, I don't know if I have any more checks.
Yeah, my friend Ange had checks with Ann Getty's babies on them.
I feel like I once upon a time had like the Surratt checks.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Mike loves Sunday in the Park with George.
It's in every room.
And
right there.
There was one, my friend Tracy once ordered them with like deer on them because she thought it was funny. I never had fancy checks, vanity checks.
I only had them the one time. Anyways.
So anyway, we get to the question.
All of the improvements in communication, are they helping us communicate? Which I feel is like an ongoing theme.
Yeah,
forever.
Because now it's even worse with texting and Facebook and Instagram.
Whereas no one like just like looks up and sees anyone.
Right. Everything is a text.
Yeah, we get the question.
In matters of love, do actions speak louder than words?
Yeah. I think both. I don't think that you choose actions over words. I think that you have to have both.
Yeah. In order to do something, I mean, you have to take action in life. So when you say you're going to do something, you should do it. I mean, that sounds so basic, but I feel like that's the...
I suppose, yes, actions do speak louder than words.
But sometimes you have to say the words first to do the action.
Right.
Like, if you want to get someone back, you can't just be like, why haven't you noticed I've been changing? You have to say to them, hey... I'm going to try and be better.
Yeah.
Because chances are they've already blocked you from everything, so they're not going to see that you're trying to do better.
I decided to take action.
So she calls him.
And he answers.
Yeah, he answers. She's sort of, it's a, you know.
Yeah, it's a weird conversation.
Yeah. You owe me a Coke.
He's like, no, I asked you if you wanted something, and you said no.
I know, I really wanted a Coke Zero.
Did you? I would have bought you
I
one.
Did, but I don't need it.
And I always bought him one. I was like, no, he said he didn't want anything. She's like, did you get my email, shoe gal?
And he says that he probably deleted it.
Yeah, and you can tell that he's just disinterested.
I can't tell if he's disinterested or if he's just trying to not get wrapped up in it. Or if he's just trying to be like, cool. Like, I'm not going to give too much. This is just a conversation. I'm not going to give in. I don't know if it's disinterested or if it's just like not getting too tangled up in it.
Yeah, either way, she suggests the most awkward thing, that they have a double date with Miranda and Steve.
How about me and you who have broken up go out with my friend and your friend who also have broken up? Yeah.
And the last that we've talked, half of them were in relationship. Wasn't Steve in a relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, he was still
with Jessica.
And yeah, it's all very strange, but he agrees to it and she says she'll schedule it. But this made me think, what was like... Shoe Gal. My first screen name was Veruca Gal 1 after the Veruca Salt, band Veruca Salt.
Okay, are you ready for my first screen name?
And then I had Broadway Hamster. And then I had Tuna is Cool.
So...
Oh gosh, this is good.
It's not that, it's just in retrospect. So at the time, I used to think that I was going to have like a company and I was going to use my initials to be the name of that company.
Okay.
The first two letters of my first, middle, and last name, which if you know me, you know that spells out my Vajay.
And you thought that was going to be the name of your company?
It didn't at all sound dirty at the time.
No, I know.
I feel like it wasn't until Grey's Anatomy came along and started talking about, like, my vajayjay that that became, like, a weird thing. So, yes, all of my early emails were all my vajay.
And I feel like our last AOL email is still alive. It probably is getting no emails or it's getting spam.
Yeah.
But yeah, Veruca Gal 1, because I loved the band Veruca Salt. Loved them. Went through a big girl rock phase.
My vajay.
My vajay. Oh, I can't with that. This is my friend Mike Jensen, or his stage name, my vajay.
So we get back to Marathon Man and Miranda in bed.
I'm all sweaty.
Tastes great.
I'm just a fan of a shower. I understand that there are people that are like, oh, it's sweaty and it's hot. I don't know. I just want to, like, take a quick shower.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit is fine. Also, if you just, like, were training for a marathon, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of logistical issues with what's happening here.
I got nervous and I just wrote, don't eat her sweaty butt.
But for real, like, don't, you've been running for several miles. I don't know what's going on back there. Let's clean up a little bit.
She wasn't ready to meet someone. I know from a lot of my gay male friends that there's a level of preparation that is involved when you go on a date.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of, like, let's make sure we're all clear.
I mean, ladies, yes, same. But also, like, for men, I think that it's, you know, there's different things happening out of that area. And there was no, she didn't know she was meeting anyone. She went on a run.
She knew that she was going to go for a run with him. This is like a running date.
Yeah, but I don't know if she knew that this was going to happen.
Well, probably not. But yeah, I wrote, he goes on in there.
I hope she used wipes before.
Those are terrible for the environment. So we cut to ladies at brunch.
And Carrie has a huge flower in her hair.
And Miranda ignored her email.
So far, not impressed with the email.
Why would I go out with Steve?
And then Carrie has to sort of do the whole explanation of, like, you're his airbag, and that's my airbag, and all of that. And she feels very smart. Miranda explains what has happened.
Carrie calls it Tookus Lingus. Uh-huh. That sounds like a Star Wars character. Like an Ewok.
General Tookus Lingus.
Yeah, an Ewok and a Tookus Lingus.
Samantha, I like that Samantha approves, which doesn't give Miranda any comfort.
What I love about this scene is how, like, Charlotte's like, I don't know, guys, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, Charlotte's into it.
Charlotte is Mrs. Up the Butt.
Trey likes to do it. We're married. And then there's the whole thing of there's something happening with men and the ass. And I know what it is. It's porn. I feel like it's porn. I feel like in porn, like, butt play is, like, so normal.
Mike, I might be saying the obvious, but it's probably butt play is normal because you're watching gay porn.
Straight porn as well. Almost every, like, straight scene involves that in some capacity.
Right.
Like, I just feel like there's this idea of, like, that's just, I don't think, for the record, I think whatever you choose to do with your partner can be done in a healthy fashion.
Right.
But I think there are a lot of unhealthy things that people think about sex because of porn.
That makes sense.
So that's what I'm going to claim that as
what's
going
on here. And I feel like there's a lot of unhealthy things people think about the world because of Sex in the City.
You just gave me an eye roll. You can't see me rolling my eyes. So there's a whole, like, who's the woman who liked it?
Oh, don't knock it until you try it. Bingo.
And then you don't have to reciprocate, though apparently Charlotte has.
Yeah. But I feel like if anyone's going to have V-clean butts, it's going to be Charlotte.
That's probably
and
true.
Trey. They're going to have, like, the cleanest ones.
Uh-huh. So we get to dinner at Trey and Charlotte's. We meet Cliff, who is immediately an ass.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've been over for a little bit, or, like, he just walked right in and was already just an ass.
This looks amazing, Charlotte.
Trish is amazed that anyone cooks.
I think he's frustrated with the kids.
Yeah, we have whiny Martin.
I don't want to sit next to the lady.
Hank has ruby slippers on.
I like it.
Fancy shoes there, Hank.
These to be mine.
For the record, that is the same kid as the little kid in the movie The Hours. If you're familiar with that, in the Julianne Moore segment, he plays the son in that.
Mm.
Anyways, just, I love The Hours, so that stood out to me. It's all bad. It's just a bad situation. But, like, kids are awful. And even when they're not, like, kids are just kids. Like, they're going to cry and they're going to be whiny. And no one wants to have dinner with a kid. But you have kids around and you have to kind of just deal with it.
I like kids.
All the time.
For the most part, unless they're mean.
Yeah. I mean, there are kids that I like very much, but I understand that, like, dinner with kids isn't always a pleasant situation.
No. You don't, yeah. Like, my parents never took us out to eat when we were kids.
Yeah.
That night, Trey and Charlotte didn't have sex, and they didn't have sex the next night either. This time, inaction was speaking louder than words.
And then we go to...
Tortilla Flats.
Tortilla Flats.
Mike and I went there.
We did.
We normally would try to go to the places that are in the episode, like, when we see the episode.
Right, but we knew it was closing.
It was closing, so Mike was like, this is going to be in an episode, we should go there. And we did.
Yeah, we did. And I'm sad that it's gone.
Me too.
I really liked Tortilla Flats. I didn't go there nearly as often as I would have liked to have gone. But it was a great spot, good food.
Mm-hmm.
Not like fancy by any means, but I like kind of like dirty Mexican food I enjoy.
It wasn't dirty.
I don't mean dirty like as in dirt. I mean like as in kind of messy.
Okay, yeah. Like it wasn't like a chef-plated meal.
Right. Carrie is manically telling a story about bugs.
This is New York, and this is the pest guy, and I got something he doesn't know what it is, and I didn't know.
Aiden puts her hand on Carrie's hand.
Yeah, Aiden puts his hand on Carrie's hand to comfort her, or something.
Yeah,
but there is
something.
A moment.
And then Aiden's like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And then Steve is
like,
weirdly homophobic.
Yeah, Steve was like, I'll go when you get back. And he's like, well, girls can do that, but God. It was like a weird moment.
Weird. He's like, we're already pod, does it work? Ow.
Yeah.
There's a little homophobia there.
I don't think it's homophobia. I think it's...
Homophobia, one definition, is the fear of being perceived as gay. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm saying there's a little homophobia there.
All right, there's a little homophobia there with Steve.
Also, the bathrooms there are very small.
Also, Mike apparently has a dictionary over there that I don't see. But when they both go to the bathroom together...
Carrie thinks she's okay.
You mean you think you're over him?
No, I mean, I think you can go.
They're not done eating.
I know. He's you can leave and make sure you take Steve with you.
Yeah.
And then I also want to be like, you don't have to seal the deal tonight, Carrie.
Yeah, and also that's rude. You can't make your best friend go to dinner with her ex-boyfriend, who, even though they've had a better, you know... Because they've been out to dinner since.
Correct.
And you can't, but you still can't, like, make her do that just so you can then dismiss her when she's not even done with her enchiladas.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah. But anyway, they leave.
Carrie walks Aiden home. So we established that he officially lives in the West Village. I think we always kind of knew this.
Right.
But he lives very near the restaurant.
I think I want to get back together.
Oh, fuck. I was afraid you were going to say something like that. I was willing to try the friendship thing, but I can't do the relationship.
And maybe she's misread the signs, and they have a weird sort of miss-kiss moment as she's going home.
Yeah, mixed signals, though, Aiden.
Yeah, but I think that's what it is. I think that it's not that he doesn't care at all. I think that he does care and is worried about how much he cares.
Right.
Or worried about giving in to his feelings. So Carrie goes to leave an email.
Carrie's obsessed with email now.
Yeah. Miranda was IMing with Marathon Man.
Well, Carrie... Aiden's name is Aiden NYC.
Yeah. Aiden NYC. Aiden NYC shoe gal.
What would Miranda's be?
Boss lady. I don't know. Lawyer woman.
Yeah, lawyer woman.
It probably is. See, here's the thing. I feel like now emails are like miranda.hobbs@gmail.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
What would Samantha's be? Big tool for you.
Sexy lady.
Yeah, 69.
At Hotmail.
And Charlotte's would be?
Upper West Side princess.
Mm-hmm.
Though she's on the Upper East Side now. Have to change your email.
Yeah.
Steve tried to kiss Miranda? I don't know.
And we never talk about it again in the episode.
About it again. I'm getting the idea that maybe Steve isn't with Jessica anymore.
I guess not, because Jessica probably wouldn't have okayed that.
Probably not.
Luncheon.
So, Aiden's online. I like the whole Kenny see me.
Yeah, it makes me laugh, because she doesn't understand anything.
Carrie wants to go back to Aiden's. The whole, like, his word said no, but his kiss said yes.
That's the defense invoked by date rapists.
My body's saying let's go, but my heart is saying no.
There, it's
genie
very,
in a bottle.
Very Christina Aguilera moment.
But she goes there.
Yeah, she's throwing rocks at his window. I want to just establish, let's talk about this real fast. That's a long way to travel. And there isn't, like, a direct train that goes from 2nd Avenue to the West Village. I mean, there's a 2nd Avenue subway now, so she... probably took a cab. It's a ways
to go. She probably took a cab, but he also was like, you haven't been standing out here since, I hope not, because that's at least a 2-hour experience from her going back uptown, getting on the computer, calling Miranda, going back downtown.
This is a while later.
Yeah, and I just wrote, Carrie, relax. You don't get to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to cheat on someone, like, fool around with other people, and then decide you want that other person back and get mad when they're kind of like, No.
I don't think that she's mad in this moment. I think that she has the feeling of, like, there's something here and I don't want to waste any more time. What's the Harry, when Harry met Sally line of, like, when you realize you want to be, like, with someone, you want cute. That to start right away.
You think
right
I've
away.
Seen that movie.
Oh, you, I mean, I've saw it like one time forever ago, but we should watch it at some point. It's like kind of like the classic romantic comedy. But yeah, I think that that's what it is. I think she just has this sense of, like, something needs to be happening here and I don't want to wait any longer for it to happen. She says there's still something between us and he wants to leave it as it is. She litters with her cigarettes, which also, like, pulling out your cigarettes to show someone that you're not smoking anymore isn't really how it works.
No. Out of your fanny pack.
Yeah. I miss you and I've missed you. And then his response.
You broke my heart.
Yeah.
And then she runs.
She runs.
Does the Mike Jensen.
She does the Mike Jensen and runs away. We get back to Baby Man.
And he calls her her titty witties.
Samantha decides to say something and he doesn't take it well.
She's like, these are my breasts. And I'm like, gross.
I love it. And he's done. He's a baby.
Yeah. And then
she even like acquiesces. She's like, sure, you can call them my titty
witties. And he's like, I gotta go.
He like snaps the phone in her face.
Do you think because he's a, and I'm doing air quotes, powerful man that he likes the baby stuff, like those men that go to the dominatrix to like get stomped on or
maybe
baby play?
Or he just thinks anything he does is sexy and someone calling him out on it is gonna be, you know what, calling someone out on something while you're having sex with them, that is a little bit harsh, but also don't call them her titty. He's like, yeah, it's so gross.
It's not okay.
So, also no one's lost. He's gonna find someone else and she's not gonna be with the baby guy. So an engraved baby toy has arrived.
Which I've seen these many times,
yeah, absolutely,
from Tiffany. And I don't understand them. Like, what is a baby ever going to do with a, you know, sterling silver pewter?
Shake it.
Rattle. No, I don't think you... they're heavy. I think they're just for, like, decoration.
Probably. I think that's a toy more for the adults.
Yeah, I never understand it.
And do you not want a baby anymore? And kids don't even want to sit by me and they... You know, we end with the lie that all parents tell themselves.
Our kids will be different.
Which is true. I think that anyone that has a child is like, well, I'll do it the right way. And then I think you have a kid and you're like, this is hard. We're going to do whatever we have to do.
Of course. That's also like how a lot of my friends with kids are with like their second kid. Like they're like their first. My mom, even, I remember she was like, I'm going to try cloth diapers with you and blah, blah, blah. And then by a week later, she's like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, like, it's just, we all want to do the best.
Right.
For everyone. But what we think is best and what's actually best.
Or practical.
Or practical, yeah.
So, Marantha has her problem licked. So she got her butt licked again and she's happy, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. This is all weird.
And her response is,
I don't really understand what happened.
Do you want a massage? That massage sucks. She's not doing a very good job.
But also, like, what? Did he just, like, lick her butthole? And then she was like, thanks for that. I'm going to, like, pound
your
back.
I was hoping he wasn't going to kiss her. I mean, I don't know. Like, Listerine. I don't know. Like, disinfect that. I whatever.
So she gives him a massage.
And I thought she was going to, like, stick her fingers in his butt.
Yeah,
but she
doesn't. He is ass up.
Yeah, he is, like, twerking on that bed.
And she
he wants you to eat his butt.
Yeah, it's a lot. And
I don't want to do that.
Well, why didn't you just say you weren't interested before you were talking into my ass?
No, it's dumb scenes. It's
yeah,
fine.
He
it's
says
funny.
That you shouldn't have.
Stop speaking into my ass.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever.
Was she? She wasn't talking. She was giving you a shitty massage.
He was trying to make himself feel better
you
about what he was doing.
You putting your butt in her face.
Yeah, she knows where it is. If she wants to go there.
Yeah.
So Carrie's awake.
Carrie's
and now there
awake.
Are stones at her window.
And she goes out there and looks out the window.
Yeah, she looks out at Aiden. They have a moment. He breaks into the building because she runs to the door as he approaches the door. So
yeah,
he somehow got into the building.
She runs to the door with her like flowy robe.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, and I could be getting the music video wrong, but I want to say Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay, I can see that.
Isn't that like where the girl's running in the nightgown? Yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
And they kiss, and then clearly more. And then afterwards, he questions her motives. He's like, well, now that we've had the sex, I have some things I want to bring up to you. It's fine. Yeah, she says, I love you. She says that she still loves him.
And he's going to think about
it. Yeah, he needs to think about it.
I want to be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, Mike, I want to... I'm just kidding.
And then Miranda runs faster.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now in the 9-minute mile group. Good for you, Miranda.
Yeah.
All to run away from the guy that wanted her to lick his butt. Whatever motivates you.
butt licker.
Yeah. Carrie's waiting for a response, and he shows up in person.
Mm-hmm. Out the window. He's like, Carrie, yeah. I have. And then she's like, yeah, out the window. What pissed me off about this was a number of things.
What pissed me off about this was a number of things.
Number one, poor Pete. Pete's like, oh, this bitch. Really?
But also, did he walk Pete all the way up there?
Yeah, Pete's tired. It's like, this is the bitch that lost me. Yeah. And now we're going to sit here and like Romeo at her window.
And we're going to go for another walk. Yeah, I'm done walking. I walked all the way from the West Village to the Upper East Side.
And she is hanging really out of walk. The window and her hair is like perfectly done. She has just enough makeup on and she's in a sexy robe. Does anyone just, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Well, you don't really have a window to lean out. I mean, I guess your room has a window, but like you're not going like to lean out.
That's like a picture window. I would just fall out onto the porch.
And yeah, they're gonna give it a shot. But first they're gonna walk Pete some more because they only walked those couple of miles from one apartment to the other.
Poor Pete.
And that's it. We're here we go. Aiden and Carrie 2.0. How do you think it's gonna go, Elise?
You know what? I'm about to say something that I didn't think I would say. I think I like Aiden.
Yay!
I don't know if I like him more than Big, but I like him. Because I think I liked him because he like didn't just go back to Carrie. You know, he's making her work a little bit.
Yeah. We had it in the first time where, like, she said he was too available, and he was like, all right, I'll be less available. And, of course, that didn't end well. But I think that in this case, he's like, all right, let's give it a shot. But
yeah, I mean, I still, ideal world, Skipper would come back, but.
But not for Carrie.
Maybe for Carrie. You know, he could teach her about the internet.
That's very true.
See, that's the thing. Skipper was ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder
the travel. Like, their apartments are so far away from each other. For her to have gotten from his place to her place to check her email to get back to his place. What time in the morning was it at that point? And then traveling with Pete. He walked all the... That's a long ways away. I couldn't help but wonder if Charlotte really does reciprocate in the butt licking.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help but wonder, like, still about Magda. Like, I feel like if Magda was here, that butt stuff wouldn't have happened because she would have been like,
you feel like not Magda on my watch.
No,
my watch.
Not on my watch. No butt licking on my watch, Miranda.
Miranda just, like, hangs out.
Yeah.
I mean, Magda just hangs out.
Yeah, Magda just walks in like Trey's mom. Looks for a minute.
All right, we'll be back next week with more Carrie Aiden 2.0.
What's the episode called?
We'll be back with Time and Punishment. Oh. Ooh, we're getting some good stuff. Season 4 is bringing it. All right, see you next week. Bye.
Someone likes me on OkCupid.
Good luck. You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. And we'll be back next week with Time and Punishment. So we are here today.
I had a nice time too, Mike. Thanks for asking.
No one cares, Elise.
I was making sure that Mr. sang Broken Wings so I didn't sound like an idiot. And everyone was like, no, that was Genesis. Does that work?
A turkey baster? I don't know. I don't think people really use a turkey baster. I think maybe they call it that, but it's
okay.
Just...
Okay, because I feel like, yeah, I feel like it would like die at some point, you know? I didn't even know what it was about.
It's about some bug, and the pest guy came, and he had to take it back to the lab, and he didn't know what it was, and that's freaky. And
why did I write down, oh, fuck, I...
What?
I wrote down A, W, fuck, I. I don't know.
No idea.
So, I couldn't help but wonder...
We'll wait.
It's always like a surprise to me.
I think I want to get back together.
Oh, fuck. I